Seems like everyone has the answer to your success these days. We're going to talk about that on this episode of the Financial Momentum Podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Financial Momentum Podcast. I'm Paul Airy. I wanted to talk about something that it's going on. It seems like it's going on more and more. Maybe it's not. Maybe I'm just noticing it more lately, but it seems that everyone has the answer to your success. You get on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, or X, or whatever, or LinkedIn. All you see, or all I see, are how to do this, how to do that, you know, how to be a millionaire in 6 months, or, you know, how to create a six-figure income, or the 10 steps to become rich, read these 10 books to become a millionaire. I'm sure you've all seen these. So what is going on? Do they actually work? Do these things work for these people? Well, that's what we're going to talk about. So these videos and articles and whatever form they come to you in, of course, they all have some good points. They offer good information. But watching one of these videos or reading one of these articles just in itself will not make you successful. And from what I can tell, that's what they would like you to believe, is that it would make you successful. So the titles of these things are written in a way to make you think that you're going to watch this video and you're going to have the answers. Reading 10 books will not make you a millionaire. I don't care which 10 books they are, they will not make you a millionaire. Following these people's directions will not make you successful. You know, they're giving you valuable information. It's worth listening to it. But that's not going to make you successful. So are they lying to you? Are they being truthful? Well, for the most part, yeah, they are being truthful. They're not lying. For the most part, most of these people have actually used the methods they're suggesting. So the books they recommend, you know, they're worth reading, worth consuming, especially if you're into, you know, your personal development and wanting to improve yourself. They're always worth reading. I always recommend reading books and reading, especially on business. If you want to increase your financial momentum, reading business books and, you know, more recent ones and a few of the old ones and personal development books are always a good idea. Now, these things may be these titles that they use, you know, they might be a little clickbaity, but I think they're being honest. They're just not going to make you instantly successful, or, you know, any of these by themselves won't make you rich or successful. So they are missing. Here's why. They're missing one very important ingredient. So what do you think that is? Well, it's something they can't possibly know about, and that is you. You have to create your own path. So when you consume this content, you take what you can from it and create the rest based on you. I always try not to tell people. I try to not do this myself, okay? I try to be sure that I don't tell people, do this and you'll be successful. I do tell people what things that work if they do them right and if they actually do the work, but I'm not going to tell you that, you know, do it my way and you're going to be rich. You know, I'm not going to tell you go buy real estate and you're going to be rich. Not everybody who buys real estate is successful. Some people just should never buy real estate because they don't want to do the work. and they don't do it right. So, you know, there's that component. There's you. You have to create your own path, and you have to do things that are right for you. So you are the missing ingredient. And that's the thing that no one else can give you. Only you have it. Only you can use it. So let's talk about this quote here. There's a quote that I like from Theodore Roosevelt. Do what you can with what you have, where you are. So what does that mean? Well, I think it means you use your own special ingredient. Do what you can, the action you choose to take, the style you exhibit, the image you project, the relationship you build with your audience. So these are the things that attract people to you and your business. You know, if you do these things based on your ingredient, the actions you take, the style you have, the image you project, the relationships you build with your audience, these are the things that attract people to your business. And when those people come, they bring their money with them, and they spend money, and you make money, and you make profit, and you build momentum. Now, it's not quick. It takes a long time sometimes to do this stuff, but you know, that's how it works. So if you've tried all these things that these social media people are telling you, all these marketers are saying, you know, if you try that stuff and it doesn't work, don't blame yourself. Don't beat yourself up. Some of those things you may have made some progress with and others not. That's how you learn. And so you have to learn what works and get rid of the rest. Set the rest aside for a while. And, you know, you might be able to come back to it later and it might work later. But keep building on what works using your own special ingredient. And just remember, improvement brings momentum. So the more you improve, the more momentum you gain in your business. So now here's an example of doing what you can with what you have where you are. So I just got back from a trip to West Texas. And I'm looking at a real estate deal out there. Now, I haven't bought any real estate in a long time. It's been a couple of years. So when we moved away from West Texas, that's the market I deal in. It's the market I invest in and that I know the best. It's the Midland, Odessa area, oil field, you know, oil and gas businesses, construction businesses. And so before we moved, we sold off all our investment properties out there. And we did that because it was a timing issue. There are certain fluctuations in that market that you have to time just right. And we were very fortunate that we timed it exactly the way we should have. And we sold at the perfect time. And now we're coming up on the time where it's a good time to start buying again. Now, I'm looking at a partnership deal out there with a guy that somebody that I have had some real estate dealings with on a piece of land for industrial outdoor storage. Now, what that is it's truck and equipment parking. Take a piece of land and you develop it to the point where you can park heavy equipment on it. 18-wheelers, construction equipment, oil field equipment, that kind of thing. It's a fairly low-cost investment, but you get some potentially high returns. Now, there's some risk involved, and that's something you have to decide for yourself if you're willing to accept that risk. But this kind of investment makes sense for that area right now. So we have the land cost and small amount of improvement. We need a stabilized surface like caliche, which is very common out there. That's a pretty hard clay. You put that down, pack it down, and get about 7 or 8 inches of that, and it supports trucks and any kind of equipment you want to drive on it. It also has some gravel and some asphalt millings, and then asphalt millings are just recycled asphalt. That's already all done, and we're going to add fencing and lighting and security cameras and no buildings at this point because we're not ready for that yet, and we don't have what we need to do that. So we're going to do what we can with what we have. And this is a good opportunity because a lot of this lot development here has already been done. This is a 5-acre lot, and that development on that lot would cost, what's already done would be costing us another $180,000 to $200,000. And this lot's been sitting there a long time. So, you know, we're getting a good deal on it, and we're not going to have to fork over that kind of money for that lot development. It's an example of doing what you can with what you have where you are. Yeah, I would like to buy that lot and put a nice building on it and lease that out to somebody. But, you know, I can't do that right now. So we're going to do what we can. And it's just not a good time to be building a big, you know, industrial building in that area at the moment. It will be someday, but not right now. So remember, the missing ingredient is you. All the content you're consuming. Now, this is something I have wasted a lot of time on and probably lost a lot of money getting caught up in this content vortex of consuming other people's content. And it's just one after another. You know, somebody's always got a course. They've always got a webinar, and they've always got a, maybe a live event or something. And they've got all kinds of content that, you know, YouTube videos and that type of thing. And it's easy to get caught up in that and just consume and never do anything. And that's what you have to break, that cycle. You have to break that. And, don't get caught up in that, man. That can destroy your business. It can destroy quite a lot of finances. And if you don't, you know, pick and choose out of that content and put your own special ingredient in it, which is you, your style, and actually take some action on it, you'll never get anywhere. That's the simplest way I can say that is just, you know, because I've done this myself, I've wasted a lot of time and a lot of money on consuming too much content and not taking enough action. It's very easy to do, but it's also easy to get out of it. Just shut it all down, shut it all off. I'm not saying don't consume any content. Pick a couple of people that make sense for you. Consume their content, listen to what they have to say, and then move on. But, you know, don't go all around the place looking for everybody that has the answers, because all their answers are different and they don't always pertain to you. So be selective. Well, that's about it for this time. If you have a desire to read about this stuff, go to subscribe.financialmomentum.co and subscribe to my newsletter. It comes out every Saturday. It's the Financial Momentum newsletter, and it comes out every Saturday morning, once a week. It's free, and it's very similar information, usually the same content. So you have a choice of reading it or listening to it. The podcast is not always the same as the newsletter, but it runs pretty close. But some people find it more convenient to read a newsletter. And if you like the newsletter, please forward it on to other people. Recommend it to other people. And I would appreciate that. And I will see you next time on the Financial Momentum Podcast.